in Tennant Creek. This is the El Dorado mining area. It's a historical gold mining field. We're heading down to the Paddy's historical gold mine now to have a look at some of the open shafts.
How old are these mine sites?
The gold rush started in Tennant Creek in the 1920s, so a lot of these mines would have started then. There's no definite record for the start dates when the prospectors first started.
So this is all part of work being commissioned by the Northern Territory Legacy Mine Unit.
Basically, the Legacy Mines Fund it's a 1% levy on the security bonds that the government obtains from the major mines in the territory.
All right, well, we better stop holding everyone up. It's a bit of a windy day, so no doubt everyone will be keen to get out here. Let's get down to the Paddy's site and check out these shafts. We're driving through a range of rocky outcrops, escarpments, and it's like a mining graveyard. There's old, rusted out vehicles, piles of rocks or tailings where people are still trying to find gold in, and there's small access tracks. Scott, we're just approaching the first site.
This is called Paddy's Mine. Yeah, I guess it's named after the original prospector that worked the mine. There's three shafts here along this ironstone ridge. There's one shaft here we're planning just to put a mesh cover over it to stop the public from getting access to. Wherever there's historical value, we try to retain so that it's there for the future, for people to see.
All right, and just take us through the nuts and bolts of the job. We've got shafts. How big are they, and how do you manage them so that they're not dangerous into the future?
For this contract that we're putting out, there's 17 shafts that we're planning on backfilling. So they're just holes, vertical holes up to 50 meters in depth that surrounded by waste rock, so we'll be using an excavator to backfill that and make it level with the ground. There's five shafts that have got some historical significance that we're going to put chain link fences around, and two shafts is getting covers put on them. And there's one, we'll see it a bit later, there's one head frame that's fallen over on its side, so we want to try and restore that.
At the True Blue mine, the old mine from approximately the 1930s, we're standing next to a shaft inside what looks to be an old shelter, a shed, a cast iron shed that the miners might have used. What about sacred sites? What's the go there in terms of sacred sites here at True Blue, and how will they be managed?
Well, we've spoken to the ARPA and the CLC, who've done surveys of these areas where we want to do works, and they've issued certificates showing us what works we can do in these areas, where we can't work. Pointed out, for example, here at True Blue, there's sacred gum trees adjacent to where we're working, so we're aware of them, so we've had to change the dimensions of our fence to be on the outside of the tree, so there's no risk of disturbing, say, a limb of the tree.